The first witness was a school board member allied with Palladino, Patricia Pierce. She testified that she believed she was free to speak about some of the matters discussed in the board's executive session because the information had already been made public in other ways. Palladino, in late December, made remarks to a local newspaper about President and Mrs. Obama that many considered racist and offensive. He's apologized for the comments. His lawyers argue the proceedings are really a retaliation against what is the Buffalo businessman's right to free speech. The Buffalo School Board initially drafted a resolution demanding that Palladino resign over the comments, but after they hired a lawyer, the lawyer told them it was illegal to do so. The board later drafted the resolution to instead remove Palladino for leaking details of private meetings to the media. Pierce said another board member told her, "If we can't get him on that, we'll get him on this." Earlier, the Buffalo School Board Superintendent, Dr. Kreiner Cash, testified for several hours as a witness for the majority of school board members who filed the complaint against Palladino. Cash was reluctant to discuss matters talked about in the executive sessions, but State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia, who is presiding over the proceedings, has ruled repeatedly that witnesses can discuss generalities about the closed-door board discussions. The hearing continues Tuesday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.